December 8, 1931, the Queen of Heaven, withdrawer of the good acts of creatures into her seas of graces. The immutability of God and the mutability of the creature. I continue my abandonment in the divine fiat. Its sweet chains clasp me so tightly, but not so as to take the freedom away from me, no, but to render me more free in the divine fields, and to keep me defended from everyone and from everything. So, I feel safer, enchained by the divine will. And while I was doing my acts in it, I felt the need of my celestial mama, for her to help me and to sustain my little acts, so that they might encounter the divine satisfaction and smile. And the celestial consoler, who is unable to deny me anything when it is about pleasing him, visiting my poor soul, told me, "My daughter, our celestial mama holds primacy over all the good acts of creatures. She, as queen, has the mandate and the right to make the withdrawal of all their acts into her acts. Her love of queen and of mother is so great, that as the creature disposes herself to form her act of love, from the height of her throne she makes a ray of her love descend, she invests and surrounds their act of love to place in them from her own, as prime love. And as it is formed, she takes it up within her same ray of love into the fount of her love. And she says to her creator, adorable majesty, in my love that always springs for you, there is the love of my children fused within my own, that I, with right of queen, have withdrawn into my sea of love, so that you may find, in my own, the love of all creatures. If they adore, if they pray, if they repair, if they suffer, from the height of her throne descend the ray of the adoration, the ray of her prayer, the ray of her reparation. She unleashes the vivifying ray from within the sea of her sorrows, and she invests and surrounds the adoration, the prayer, the reparation, the sufferings of creatures. And when they have done and formed the act, the same ray of light takes them up unto her throne, and they fuse within the fount of the seas of the adoration, of the prayer, of the reparation, of the sorrows of the celestial mama. And she repeats, majesty most holy, my adoration extends in all the adorations of creatures, my prayer prays in their prayer, repairs with their reparation, and, as mother, my sorrows invest and surround their pains. I will not feel myself queen if I do not run and place my prime act over all their acts. Nor will I enjoy the sweetnesses of mother if I do not run to surround, help, compensate for, embellish, fortify all the acts of creatures, so that I may be able to say, the acts of my children are one with mine. I hold them in my power before God in order to defend them, help them, and as the sure pledge that they will reach me in heaven. Therefore, my daughter, you are never alone in your acts. You have the celestial mama together with you, who not only surrounds you, but nourishes your act with her light of her virtues, to give it life. In fact, you must know that the sovereign queen, even from her immaculate conception, was the first and only creature who formed the link of connection between the creator and the creature, broken by Adam. She accepted the divine mandate to bind God and men, and she bound them with her prime acts of fidelity, of sacrifice, of heroism, of making her will die in each of her acts not once, but always, to make that of God live again. From this sprang forth a fount of divine love that cemented God and man in all their acts. So, her acts, her maternal love, her dominion of queen, are cement that runs that cements the acts of the creatures to render them inseparable from her own, unless someone, ungrateful, would refuse to receive the cement of the love of his mama. Therefore, you must be convinced that around your patience there is the patience of the Queen Mama that surrounds, sustains and nourishes yours. Around your pains her sorrows surround you, sustaining and nourishing, like balsamic oil, the hardness of your pains. In sum, in everything she is the Queen, all-doer, who is unable to remain idle upon her throne of glory, but descends rounds his mother into the acts and needs of her children. Therefore, thank her for her many maternal cares, and thank God who has given to all generations a mother so holy, lovable, and who loves so much as to reach the point of acting as the withdrawer of all their acts in order to cover them with her own, and to compensate for what is lacking in them, of beauty and of goodness. Then I continued my usual round in the created things, to follow what the divine will had done in creation. And oh, how beautiful and enchanting it seemed to me. Every single time I go around in it, I find surprises that enrapture me, new things that I had not understood before, the ancient and new love of God that never changes. But while my mind wandered within the horizons of creation, my lovable Jesus, surprising me, added, "My little daughter of my will, how beautiful are our works, aren't they? Everything is solidity, perfect balance, immutability, that is not subject to change, nor can it mutate. See then, all creation tells and reveals our divine being, our solidity in our works. Our balance is universal in all things, and no matter how many things may happen, whether pleasing or displeasing, our immutability is always at its place of honor. We have changed nothing of the way it was created. And if the creature sees and feels many various changes, she is the one who changes, who mutates at every circumstance. And since this changing is inside and outside of herself, she feels as if our works were changing for her. These are her own changes that surround her, that have the power to move her away from our immutability. Everything is continued and balanced in us. What we did in creation still continues. And since everything was made for those who would live in our will, as the creature places herself in order with it, our creative work carries out its continued act in her, and she feels the life of our immutability, the perfect balance of our works, our love that loves her always without ever ceasing. There where we find our will, we continue the work of our creation. Not because our work is interrupted, because our will is not done. No, there is no danger. It is because the purpose for which they were created, which is that of doing our will, is missing in them, and therefore they have no eyes to look at our perfect balance, which is above them, to balance their works and render them immutable together with our immutability. Nor ears to hear what our works say, nor hands to touch them and receive our continued love that we hold out to them. Therefore, they themselves rendered themselves as though estranged from the house of their celestial Father. And our acts continue, do their course, but for them they remain as though suspended and without effects. Fiat.